The Spurs 2022-23 schedule is out. What are some must-see games, and what are the games you want to circle in your calendar?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kings by San Antonio. TGIF, everybody. Hope you had a few days, a day and a half-ish, to digest the new Spurs schedule. Yes, the 2022-23 season schedule is out. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about from the four away home games. That makes sense. Which games did Austin get? Are we happy with the games that Austin got? What about that throwback game at the Alamo Dome? And what are some, I guess, in our opinion, me and the guest, our games to circle in your calendar as you get ready for the new season? Who is helping me out today? He is the legendary, the mighty. He also goes by the name Thor. He is Rudy Campos. Rudy, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And he is with Sweep the League. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. And I was worthy to carry Milner, but for some reason, I'm not anymore, so I got to get to the bottom of that, Jeff.
Well, first of all, you made me feel bad right before we hit record, but Rudy and I were coordinating the time, and Rudy's telling me that he's ready to go, and I'm saying, okay, I need a few more minutes. Then he texts me. He says, hey, I'm going to go eat some broccoli, and while what am I doing? Eating Slim Jims. Rudy, you're making me look bad.
Oh, my God. Hey, Slim Jims are not bad. It's all protein, man. That is all protein, but I had to get some greens in.
Rudy, you're making... See, that's why you're Thor. You probably leaned out like Thor, the Thor actor, Hemsworth.
Hemsworth? No. Not far from it, man. I don't... I still have a keg of Bailey, not a six-pack or anything.
As mentioned, he is with Sweep the League. Follow him on Twitter, at Sweep the League, and he'll be bragging about his show later on in the show. And by the way, you're going to want to keep your ears perked up. Hint, hint, on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Just dropping a little hint. Keep it going here on Locked On Spurs. But yeah, Rudy, let's go to dive into it. The Spurs schedule is out. Let's start off with the four home away games. Let's get rid of a couple here first right away. First of all, the Mexico City game, Spurs Bulls. That had been out for months already. Everybody knew when that was going to happen. It's on this calendar right now. Nothing really much to do. This will be the sixth time the Spurs will be playing in Mexico City. It'll be on December 17th. And by the way, there are tickets to go to that game on sale right down the road, Rudy. Will you be making the trip to Mexico City to see the Spurs and Bulls?
I've been to Mexico twice in my life. I don't have any intentions to go back to Mexico. I'm going to say no. I'm going to pass a really hard pass on that because I don't really have any intentions to go back. The closest I get is Eagle Pass when I go gamble.
All right. Well, then there it is. The Spurs, Mexico City, Bulls, December 17th, a Saturday. Go check it out. Hopefully there'll be no smoke. I remember the last time the Spurs were there, the arena got smoked out.
Oh, yeah. No. Hopefully that won't happen again. And again, I always recommend do not drink the water.
That's right. Moving right along, let's talk about the big game. I guess the highlight of the regular season, the quote unquote home game, which is kind of home because they're playing in San Antonio. The game that everybody has circled, the only game that's going to be on national TV, Spurs, the defending champ Warriors. They'll be in the Alamo Dome. Yes, the Spurs. Throwback game at the Alamo Dome will be Spurs-Warriors January 13th. Will be nationally televised on ESPN. That is probably the big game that every Spurs fan is going to want to go to, right?
I think this is the only game circled outside of players returning to San Antonio that every single fan has, like, they're scheduling to go. They're excited about the Alamo Dome game. It's against the Warriors. This is going to be a fantastic game. The atmosphere is going to be tremendous.
Yes.
All you need now is for every fan to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull out the old Jabo jeans or the Jinko jeans, put on my Doc Martens, long sleeve shirts, have the flip phone, and pray to God that he launches that water cannon once again for everyone to get soaking wet.
I hope they do, but obviously they're not going to do that. But maybe like have like blue confetti. just fired out in the, I think something like that. I think that'll be fun. It'll be a nod to that game. Ironically, though, for those kids old enough to remember that game, like Rudy and I, that game where the water cannon blew out was actually the Spurs home opener at the Alamo Dome back in the day. So that's what it was. They still played. Yeah, they still said game on. They were just severely delayed, but the Spurs ended up playing. Yeah, I definitely am not going to like the fact that the blue curtain will not be out. It seems to be the Spurs want to break the attendance record. And for those, again, old enough to remember, the Alamo Dome capacity for a game was about 30-ish, 30,000, something like that.
Yeah.
They're shooting for 65,000 plus fans in attendance. They want to break that record. So likely you won't see the blue curtain. Maybe it will be there, like somehow, maybe not simply dividing the dome. Maybe it'll just be hanging somewhere. But nevertheless, hopefully it will be there. Yeah. Big, big game. Throwback colors. Likely Fiesta jersey worn that night. You're likely going to see most, if not all, of the 99 championship team come back for a reunion. Would not be surprised for that one. Tim Duncan, Robinson. Who else on there? Who was on that 99 rush? Avery Johnson, Malik Rose. Who else?
Sean Elliott, Jaren Jackson, Jerome Kersey, Terry Porter. Man, the list goes on and on for that 99 team. Yeah. But ironically, Jeff, the water cannon game was against the Warriors.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Maybe not water, but maybe blue confetti, like a bunch of blue confetti falling on the fans. I think that would be hilarious. Yeah. So that is the big, big game that is going to be circled with Spurs fans. Again, national TV should make for a fun night. And I stress fun, Rudy, because they're playing against the defending champs, and they'll probably take a beating, won't they?
The records go out of the window when it comes to that game. Who cares what the Spurs record is? Who cares if they win or lose? It's 90s throwback night. Just have fun with it. Let's have a great time with it. Remember when Rod the Bod, we came to San Antonio, they were playing in the dome, and he said, when I get on that court, I'm just going to get solid. And just be that way. Just chill that night.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. I'm hoping that they'll play like the old graphics they used to play back in the day. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this one they used to play at the Hemisphere Arena? It was like a piece of bread, and every time somebody dunked, the word jam appeared on top of the bread. Supposed to be like jam, like strawberry jam. There was remember the feet stomping? There should like just feet stomping on the floor and the claps. Yeah, should be a fun night. Are you gonna go, Rudy? Are you gonna head on out there to the dome?
It's a Friday night. I'm planning to be there. I know I've got other obligations, but there's nothing that could top that. I'm planning to be there. I'm hoping that they do the graphics where you see, you know, Rakhmashana, it was like stepping over the Alamo, and Avery Robinson was on the tower and just stuff like that. They got to bring out all the stops, but I'm planning to be there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Wear your throwback jerseys, wear your throwback t-shirts if you got them from back in the day. Remember, everybody, the Spurs Fiesta colors took off in the dome. Historically, they started getting their roots at the old Hemisphere. The court had that baby blue color on it. It was starting to become a thing at the end of the Hemisphere days, but it really took off in the Alamo Dome. So if you got those Fiesta colors, old t-shirts, wear them. It's going to be fun. Likely a lot of stuff going to happen for that night. Let's not forget too, Rudy, it is the 50th anniversary for the Spurs next season, celebrating 50 years in San Antonio. They're going to make that game right. I guarantee it. It's going to be a fun night. And in case you're wondering, for those season ticket members and Spurs fan club members, you can get those tickets on August 26th through 31st. The general public sales for that throwback game will be on September 1. So it's right around the corner. Get your panties out. It's going to be a fun night. The other games, we got to talk about this one, Rudy. Austin. Mm-hmm. Austin is going to have two Spurs, quote-unquote, home games in the Moody Center next season. All right.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, the good news is that they're not heavy hitter games or teams that are coming in. I believe it's the Blazers. And I guess maybe the Timberwolves are kind of right there. Yeah, I mean, there's not like it's the Warriors or it's DeJounte's return. We'll talk about that later. You know, so it's not that bad of teams that the Spurs fans in San Antonio lost out on. But Rudy, those are kind of like the final two home games of the season. You know what? Well, I'll get your thoughts about that in just a few minutes. We'll give everybody a cliffhanger because everybody wants to know what Rudy has to say about that in a few minutes. That's right. We're talking with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. Follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. When we get back, yeah, we're going to be talking about those two Austin games. Is it okay that they gave Austin the last two quote-unquote home games? We'll get Rudy's opinion and much, much more. And thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day, free and available wherever you get podcasts. And I want to talk to you about Bet Online. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sport and e-sporting events at the number one online source for all odds, lines, and games. You can get reviews of every league, news of every league, MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wager information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They got you covered. Go check out the betting lines. If you want to put down a couple bucks on the Spurs winning the title, if you're that determined that the Spurs are going to buck the trend, that they're going to be the worst team in the league, you go check it out at BetOnline. Head to BetOnline today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. He's with Sweep the League, and we're looking at the Spurs schedule. We're going to dive right into it. Rudy, the big controversy, quote-unquote, among Spurs fans is that Austin is getting two home games. That makes sense, right? Two home games in Austin at the Moody Center late in the season. It's literally the two of the last three games for the Spurs on the schedule. Do you have an issue with Austin closing out the Spurs season as quote unquote home games?
Ooh, a question put like that kind of tells me, yeah, I kind of have a problem where it was scheduled being the last two official home games for the Spurs. I would have rather had seen it maybe in the middle of the season, but I mean, in a sense, too, we've all known that it was coming. You know, we knew ahead of time there was going to be a couple of games played in Austin. Is it concerning for me? I would say probably yes and no, only because I'm more concerned of what the fans, like Spurs Twitter, Spurs social media, and everything's going to say during those two games. We already saw the downfall and the repercussions of when they posted they were playing two games in Austin already. Now that the games are actually going to happen, I'm curious to see if it's going to be even more of a mob-related type of incident on social media where it's just going to be crazy, crazy, or is it something like, okay, it's just them playing home games and why? Because they have investors, new investors from Austin. So It's kind of a good thing to give them some Spurs games there because, hey, why not? I mean, we're not talking about a 10,000 seat capacity stadium here or arena here. Mm-hmm. Moody Center usually sits about 2,700 people. So with a basketball court, you may add another 800, so 3,500 roughly. It's not going to be a huge crowd at all. So, and all in all, I wouldn't really worry about it. It's just kind of doing a service to Austin for the Spurs because you've got investors from Austin. So I kind of understand why they're doing it.
Spurs Blazers in Austin on April 6th, Spurs Wolves in Austin on April 8th. Yeah, those are the last two official home games of the season. There will be an additional game after that game to close out the regular season, but it will be on the road. I think it's against the Mavericks, I believe. So, part of me, it doesn't sit well with me. I think it should have been somewhere midseason. Maybe mix it in with the Rodeo Road Trip. Maybe that'd be the last two home games, quote unquote, before they go on the Rodeo Road Trip. I get it. There will be a final home game in the AT&T Center, but you got to remember these are your Spurs fans in San Antonio. That's where the bulk of them are. And you want to give them the highlight games. You want to give them the official home closer. You know, okay, fine. You gave them the Blazers, that being Austin. The Wolves, I guess, you know, you got to have a little bit of a draw, you know, to bring people in seats in Austin. But I think I do have a little bit of an issue of that. Again, I would have scheduled those two games before the Rodeo Road Trip begins and just call it a day. But there are four away home games. Let Rudy know what you think on Twitter at Sweep the League. Let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Sports Zone. Overall, should be an exciting season, but we're not done yet. Rudy has looked at the schedule He has perused it. He's going to give you, and we're going to continue this in our next segment as well, his must-see games. So, Rudy, let's start you off. What are your first? What is your first must-see games for you, for Spurs fans tuning in right now?
I'm gonna take the easy way out in a way. I'm saying obviously the game of DeJounte Murray returning to San Antonio with the Hawks coming into town. Absolutely. That's gonna be a game that I can't imagine him getting the treatment that Kawhi Leonard got when he returned. But I wouldn't be surprised if he got that treatment. Boos just ringing from the top of the rafters to the seats right next to the Hawks bench. I have a feeling he's going to get that kind of welcome after comments made. But again, you are a fan. You can boo whoever you want. Just keep it clean. But honestly, Jeff, I'm going to give you one game, and that's Wednesday, November 30th against Oklahoma City, and that's at Oklahoma City. Scratch your head. Everybody scratch your head.
Yeah.
Why did I pick that game? Because that is the only game that I can see the Spurs winning in their first 22 games. Legitimately. You've got Charlotte, Indiana. You've got all massive games for the first 21 games of the year. Then you go into Oklahoma City. And I think that is the first game where I'm thinking I can legitimately see them winning that game. And that, wow. They're not even a pushover. They're not even a pushover Oklahoma City right now. But out of all the teams, that is the one game I see them winning out of the first 22 games of the year. Could they be 0-21 going into that game? Holy cow, Jeff. So that's why that's my game to circle right there.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring that up in the final segment. Well, what the hell? We'll do it now. You know, when the Spurs will get their first win. So they open up the game, their games, the home opener against, against Charlotte. So, Boom, there you go. Charlotte should be a win. But remember the last time Charlotte came to San Antonio? Didn't Gordon Hayward drop a billion on San Antonio?
Yeah.
But, I mean, should you be expecting anything less? I mean, would you be surprised if they lost that home opener?
No. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
You know, I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to think about, you know, hey, you know, okay, well, when would they be? Well, do you really think it's going to be 20 games in before they get their first win? I mean, that's brutal, Rudy.
I mean, you're looking at Charlotte and Indiana to start the season. Those are two kind of toss-up games, in my opinion. But you don't have a DeJounte Murray. You don't have a DeMar DeRozan around anymore, a LaMarcus Aldridge. You have a lot of guys who are still developing. So I can't even consider those two games as gimmies. Then you go into Philadelphia, back-to-back Minnesota, the Bulls, Minnesota, Toronto, all playoff teams, basically. I mean, you've got Portland. Yeah, I mean, not even Portland. Yeah,
no,
I mean,
no.
You've got...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, thank you. I'm going to step on you there. But, yeah, heavy hitters. You know, I think maybe the Spurs should get that home opener win. So I'm going to go against what you're thinking right now. But, yeah, Spurs go at Indiana, back-to-back, then to Philadelphia. Minnesota, homestand with them in their gym, who just got Rudy Gobert. You know, you figure Edwards is going to have himself a season. Then you go to Chicago, right? So those are they're your first six games. Then you host – well, sorry, no, you don't go to Chicago. You host Chicago. Host Minnesota, host Toronto, the Clippers in San Antonio. Yes, Claw will be back, so get your booze ready. At Denver, then host Denver, then Memphis, then Milwaukee, and then Golden State, then Portland, and then the Kings. I'd say they win that game. Then Lakers, Clippers, Lakers, New Orleans, Lakers, and then your win against the Thunder. So yeah. I'm predicting the Spurs win at minimum two games to start the season before they get to November 22nd. You think there might be go 0-20 before. I mean, yeah, the opening schedule is brutal, isn't it?
Very, very brutal. I mean, that's a horrible, horrible spot for the Spurs to be in. I get it. You know, the Sacramento game, people are going to probably say, oh, I mean, why did you overlook Sacramento? Not that I overlooked them. But I mean, again, it's in Sacramento. The Kings, I mean, some of these teams, they're young teams. They just seem to have the better of the Spurs at times. And again, you're going into a season without an identity, to be honest with you. So can you really say that a lot of these games that they normally would win, they'll win? I mean, it's hard to say.
Wow. You know, we're definitely going to be doing a deeper dive into the schedule next week on Locked On Spurs. Right now, we're just kind of giving you the overall right here, but it was a taste of it. Yeah, I mean, the opening schedule is rough. It's rough. It's going to be, you know, hey, well, if your team tank, then yay, you're loving this. Yeah, I mean, like Wemby or Scoot, here we come. But yeah, it could make for a rough season. But we're not done talking. We're going to continue diving into the Spurs schedule. What are games that I think you should circle on your calendar? And much, much more we get back. We're once again with Rudy Campos. He is with Sweep the League. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. We're back with Rudy Campos. Once again, we're looking at the Spurs 2022-23 regular season schedule. Brace yourself. It may be a very, very rough start, as we highlighted in the middle segment. But you took my game that I was going to say, DeJounte Murray, Hawks coming in to San Antonio. When is that game? I think that's late in the season, right? That's on March 23rd.
Yeah, March 23rd.
Yeah, March 23rd, DeJounte Murray. So you got to wait a while before you boo or cheer DeJounte Murray. A game for me that I got circled is actually the Lakers. You know, I want to see this Lakers team. I see they make their first visit to San Antonio. When is that? On November 22nd. It'll be a homestand against the Lakers, two games against them. I want to see, you know, if the Lakers are the Lakers. It's weird. I'm talking about the more the Lakers than the Spurs, but I really want to see this team get tested. Yes, they're going to be tested early in the season. The Clippers, Denver's going to test them. I really want to see how they do against LeBron James. I want to see this team see these heavy hitter teams so they can help their development. This is a very young Spurs team. Mm-hmm. And whatnot. So I'm looking at those Lakers game. It'll be fun. Get ready, Spurs fans, going to the AT&T Center. Likely be a lot more Laker fans than Spurs fans. So get ready for that sea of Laker jerseys sitting in the stands at home. Another game that I got circled, and tell me if you agree with me, is Spurs Chicago in San Antonio, October 22nd. DeMar DeRozan's return. That's going to be a good one. Also, I believe, how can we forget this one too, Rudy? Derek White's return and Lonnie Walker's return. So Lonnie Walker will make his return to San Antonio on that same Lakers stand November 22nd. I'm assuming, and I'm positive, Rudy, that Lonnie will get a standing O, huh?
Definitely. I mean, I think he definitely will get one. That's that's the thing, is he did a whole lot for the community. So yeah. A lot of fans, they tend to respond really well to players that do a whole lot for the community. And he was still doing stuff for the community after he was signed with the Lakers. I mean, So he's going to get a massive standing ovation. The same for Derek White. I mean, Derek White should get a tremendous standing ovation. He helped Boston get to the finals. I mean, he almost helped them pull off, you know, a title win for against the Warriors. So, I mean, kudos to those guys. They did their standing ovations. Are you going to cry at the video tribute, Jeff?
No. No? I don't think I'll cry. I'll cheer, you know, but I don't think I'll cry. No. Manu, by the way, we'll talk about Manu in a few minutes. Mm. Manu's retirement, jersey retirement, I was there. You know, that brought a tear to my eye. Tim Duncan's as well. But these were kids, you know, they didn't really leave a mark on the Spurs. So, but no, I don't think I will. But that Derek White return to San Antonio will be on January 23rd, their only visit, and Derek White's only visit to San Antonio. It'll be a matinee, 5 o'clock start Central Time at the Alamo Dome. I'm thinking about that retrograde at the AT&T Center. Speaking of Manu Ginobili, another reason why you should want to go to the home opener, because Manu at halftime will be honored for his induction to the Basketball Hall of Fame, as his retired jersey will then be revealed to have a footnote that he is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. There's going to be a limited edition T-shirt that the Spurs are going to be giving to fans who go, featuring Manu Ginobili. That is has to be a game to go. Opening night to see Manu Ginobili's retired jersey get that footnote, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest Spurs ever play the game, not just in San Antonio, but all over the world, literally. Manu Ginobili, I mean, you even had fans that were out there saying, these weren't Spurs fans, but you had a lot of basketball fans who I got in arguments with, saying Manu Ginobili is not a Hall of Famer. And, of course, that is the biggest BS, because it is not the NBA Hall of Fame. It is the Basketball Hall of Fame.
So
Manu Ginobili definitely is an NBA Hall of Famer, but you definitely got to be there on opening night to honor Manu Ginobili. Anything and everything Manu-related is a must in San Antonio.
Absolutely. And if you like bobbleheads, there will be several nights of Spurs bobbleheads in San Antonio. Again, celebrating the Spurs' 50th anniversary in San Antonio. So they're going to be honoring some of the greats. Who is getting a bobblehead? The first one to get a bobblehead will be George Gervin Iceman. He will have a bobblehead night, I'm sure. Rudy, do you have any bobbleheads from past games?
I don't have any bobbleheads from any games, but I do have a Tim Duncan one that I bought at a store a long time ago.
Well, if you want to get one for free, the George Gervin bobblehead night will be on November 7th versus Denver. The next Spurs legend to get honored that way, the bobblehead honor, will be David Robinson on December 2nd versus New Orleans. So if you want that bobblehead, head on out to the AT&T. December 12th might be a good one, might be the one that you want to get. Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan bobblehead night will be on December 12th versus the Cavaliers. And then they'll wrap it up with Manu Ginobili. Yes, Manu's getting the bobblehead treatment, February 1 versus Sacramento. Oh, forgot one more guy. How can I forget him? Tony Parker will also get the bobblehead treatment, March 2nd versus Indiana. If you had to pick one, which is the must go-to game to get a bobblehead, does Rudy Campos want to go to?
Oh, man, Jeff, why you got to put me on? That's like you asking me who the Mount Rushmore Spurs is. It's like impossible. I would say, you know what? I would say that I would probably take David Robinson, only because that was me growing up in that era. I was there for David's rookie year. I was there for the years before David was there. I didn't really get to see Ice play, but I think with David being, you know, as my glory years, my peak years growing up as a kid, you know, he was that guy for me in San Antonio. So I would definitely take a David Robinson one.
I would take a Manu one. I think that'll be one for me. I definitely would like to have a Manu bobblehead. It's simply because it seems to be the summer of Manu, you know, Basketball Hall of Fame, getting honored at the first game of the opening season. So, yeah, should be a very, very fun game. Is there any other game that you want to highlight that you think Spurs fans should go to?
You know, outside of, you know, the ones that we talked about, from Spurs players returning to when they might even get their first win type thing, honestly, the only other one that I've got that I've even come across is I would like to go to – honestly, man, I'd like to go to the Indiana game, only because I have it circled because of Benedict Mathurin, the rookie coming into Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to be a fantastic rookie. I still say he's probably going to be probably the best, if not one of the best players to come out of this draft. Very exciting kid. I want to see him play in person. So for me personally, that's a game that I have circled against Indiana because I want to see him play.
Ja Morant, a lot of big games still go. Memphis, Zion's return to the NBA, likely be a game a lot of Spurs fans will want to go to. You mentioned the Lakers, Lonnie's return. There's so many teams out there that come to San Antonio that definitely want to circle to see some excitement. Maybe the Spurs are going to pull off a win, but I think a lot of Spurs fans are probably going to go into games at home with the expectation of L's starting to rack up. But one thing that will not be an L, that'll always be a W, is winning free stuff. You like winning free stuff, Rudy?
All the time.
You like that. Well, for those of y'all who have been listening to Lockdown Spurs, and recently, I think a few weeks ago, Santico's in San Antonio graciously donated a VIP ticket movie pass package, family pass. And the winner was Angel Gutierrez. He will be going to the theater soon. So congratulations to him. But we're not done giving away free stuff. Another San Antonio-based company stepped up to the plate for you, Spurs fans, for you to win free stuff. And who is that San Antonio-based company? Mudslingers. Mudslingers Coffee. They have stepped up to the plate and donated a tremendous package for Spurs fans. Rudy, are you a coffee drinker? Do you like coffee?
Oh, I love it. I drink 2 to 3 cups a day.
You must be wired up, man.
Yeah, it's either coffee or water on this diet. So I tend to go more towards coffee because I got to be amped up like Jeff Garcia all the time.
I try to be amped up. My age, I'm like, give me Vivarin, give me Red Bulls, give me whatever you got to keep me going. Well, anyway, back to the giveaway. Yes, Lockdown Spurs is doing another giveaway, and you're listening to it right now. So we'll tell you the rules of the contest in just a few seconds. But what are you winning? Well, here's what you're winning. A free Mudslingers baseball cap. A free Mudslingers t-shirt that says, I love mud on it. And then the Mudslingers logo, black. It's a black t-shirt. We're not done yet. Or they're not done yet. They also donated a free Mudslingers tumbler. And a free Mudslingers coffee card. Yes, it's a gift certificate to get some free coffee. Again, that is Mudslingers TX. You can follow them on Twitter at Mudslinger STX. I think that means Mudslingers Texas or Mudslingers San Antonio, Texas. Regardless, you just want to give them a follow. It's at Mudslingers TX. They are great. They are on 2404 Thousand Oaks if you're in San Antonio. And yes, we got to break that clear. Only for San Antonio people based in here, you know, because it's pointless for a winner out in Australia to win this if they're going to do anything with it. So, yeah, please be in San Antonio. And so how are you going to win this package? Rudy's probably writing down the rules right now. He's probably going to cheat and make a fake account right now and be like, no, I'm not Rudy Campos. I'm Trudy Campos. Who wants the
package? That's a good one.
But nevertheless, all right, Rudy, we'll keep this under your hat. Okay, keep it. Don't break it. We'll see if people are listening right now. So if you're still listening, here's how you win. You want to go on Twitter. You want to make sure you follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. And you want to tweet at me and at Mudslingers TX. And in your tweet, you have to write that I, Jeff Garcia, am the go-to guy for all Spurs information in San Antonio and everywhere else. And that I provide the best Spurs coverage throughout San Antonio and everywhere else. And in your same tweet, you just got to tweet at me a picture or a GIF of a cup of coffee and tell me your favorite coffee. So I'll be nice. I'll repeat it one more time. Follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Tweet at me at Jeff G Spurs Zone and at Mudslingers TX. In the tweet, say that I provide the best Spurs coverage throughout San Antonio and everybody should be following me. Then give me the favorite brand of coffee that you like and a picture or a GIF along that Twitter tweet. It should be easy as that. I'll pick the first three people who do this. And then among the three, I'll randomly pick one. So if you're one of the first three, that's how you enter. And then I'll take it from there. And we'll see who gets creative with their coffee descriptions, Rudy. You know, like, what was it? You ever watch Futurama? Where Fry wanted to drink like 99 cups of coffee. And he did it. And he found like this next level. You know, that will be a hilarious one. You know, it could be any brand of coffee. It could be just what your grandma drank in the morning, or it could be a funny cartoon nerd coffee reference as the Fry one. What's another good nerd coffee reference?
Oh, God, gotta be nerd one. Coffee reference.
There's the Fry Futurama one where he breaks the light speed barrier by drinking 99 or 100 cups of coffee.
The only thing I can remember is Big Bang Theory recently with Sheldon drinking his first cup of coffee, and he is wired the entire episode drinking coffee.
Here's another one, Thor's first cup of coffee when he came to Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He came to Earth.
Yeah, he had ditched beer for coffee, and he loved it. What's another one I could think of? Another cup of coffee nerd reference.
That's one you have to look up because I'm dumbfounded right now.
Yeah, let's see. What's another good one? Oh, I got one. Roadhouse. Dalton's rule. He only drank coffee.
Oh, yeah. He only drank coffee.
Yeah. Dalton only drank coffee in Roadhouse because didn't they offer him a beer or like just liquor? And he was like, no, I can't. I got to stay sharp.
Yeah.
He said, just give me a cup of coffee. So, yeah, if you can get creative, who is the most creative with their favorite cup of coffee? As we gave you examples right here. No cheating. You can't use the ones we thought of. And you win it. So one more time, we got off on a tangent here. Follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Follow just follow Mustlingers at Mustlingers TX. In the tweet, you want to put on there that I provide the best Spurs coverage and everybody should be following me for all things Spurs. And then put a picture of your favorite cup of coffee. It could be, again, just what you grew up with. What do you drink at work? Or if you got a nerd reference that we missed, put it on there. I'll pick the first three to do that. And then among the three, I'll pick one. So there you have it. Good luck to you. It's free. It's free, everybody. So go check it out. Mudslingers on 2404 Thousand Oaks Drive. All right, let's get back to it here. I'm just going to wrap up our discussion of overall thoughts about this Spurs schedule. So you got to look at it, Rudy. You're not expecting a lot of W's, are you?
No, I mean, looking at the entire season, I mean, I put it at maybe 17 to 18 wins, maybe 19.
Oh. Wow, Rudy. For real.
I'm being honest. I would love a 20 to 25 win season, but the realist in me says about 17 to 18, I think.
Brutal. Well, go ping pong balls, I guess. Up, get that 14% to get the number one pick.
I don't want them to do that. I want them to win. But, I mean, you got to see what's in front of you, and it's not a whole lot.
Yeah, it is not a whole lot. That I thank you for bringing that to my attention, though, the opening first games. I mean, wow. Yeah. I was preparing for this show thinking about like just highlighting games like Animal Dome and the Roadie Road Trip and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't until Rudy showed me, hey, Jeff, look at the really, really look at that first opening salvo of games. Like, whoa, that is pretty bad. But we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs 2022-23 season schedule? What are your likes, your dislikes? Are you with Rudy? That Spurs and I can get their first win until that Oklahoma City game, what, in Oklahoma City? Or are you saying, nah, Rudy, you're out of your mind? They'll get the first win. They'll get the second win. They'll shock the world. Let us know on Twitter. You can let Rudy know on Twitter at Sweep the League. And speaking of Sweep the League, why don't you brag about what you got cooking over there?
Oh, we were here every single Wednesday night releasing episodes, just talking about NFL. And we actually talked about Spurs schedule this past week. So definitely give us a look. Listen to on wherever podcasts are available, Spotify and everywhere else.
You are a busy man, from maintaining your weight to doing Sweep the League to going one-on-one versus Sergeant Slaughter. Heard you lost, though. Heard you lost.
That's awesome. I did lose. I didn't have a chance. He gave me the Cobra Clutch, and I was out.
You're done. Tapped out, huh?
Yeah, very fast.
All right, subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, now on YouTube. Yes, Locked On Spurs has a YouTube page, Ken's 5 Plus app, as well as the Ken's 5 YouTube page as well. And next week we're gonna dive deeper into the Spurs schedule. We're gonna be looking just how brutal it is, as Rudy conveniently highlighted in this episode. But if you dig deeper, we're gonna look at a deeper dive into the Roadie Road Trip, giving predictions and whatnot. So yeah, lots to still come from Locked On Spurs, even though it is the doldrums of the NBA offseason. But for Rudy Serpentor Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.